This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harrod. The federal government shutdown is starting to have a very real impact for several local federal workers. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with how they're managing without a paycheck. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. Hundreds of federal workers lining up at a food distribution site in Houston as food insecurity has grown because of the federal shutdown. Tracy Porter works with the FBI and is being treated for cancer. She's been working without pay since the start of the shutdown.
I'm normally the one that donates. You know, I've always been that person that will eat canned goods or, you know, whatever is asked. And now I'm in this line. It took a lot.
Houston area Congressman Al Green was at the food distribution event. He says both sides in Washington need to come to a resolution. An estimated 3.5 million households in Texas receive SNAP benefits. Those benefits are also expected to be disrupted at the end of the week because of this shutdown. Matt?
All right, Tom. Mark Jones is a political science fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. He told Houston Matters that ending the shutdown will be complicated for both sides. Republicans want a temporary spending plan in place before negotiations on health care commence.
Whereas Democrats are hoping that the Trump administration sees this as sort of such a consequential impact that it decides to approve the medical subsidies for Affordable Care Act health plans. But right now, this is where we're starting to see actually the consequences spread to a much larger share of the population.
Another budding consequence of the shutdown, other than food insecurity, is travel. Ground stops are occurring more regularly at both of Houston's airports. We will keep you updated on the impacts of the government shutdown locally here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, Fort Bend County commissioners voted to hire an outside law firm to evaluate the authority of the county attorney, Bridget Smith Lawson. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the move comes after the county attorney has clashed with some commissioners over redistricting.
Smith Lawson, a Democrat, objected to the hiring of an outside law firm to evaluate her authority.
And it is not the duty of this court to hire outside counsel to check or grade me. I am responsible to the voters, not to the commissioners.
Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George, a Republican, has made multiple attempts to hire an outside law firm to advise commissioners. That's prompted concerns from Democrats that George is trying to undermine the authority of the county attorney, who is an elected official. The county will pay the Randall Law Firm up to $10,000 to evaluate the scope of the county attorney's authority. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
In sports, it was another great offensive showing for the Rockets last night. They have now scored over 130 points in their last two games. They beat the Raptors 139-121 yesterday. Seven players scoring at least 10 points in the game. New superstar Kevin Durant tallied 31 points. Houston has days off today and tomorrow before taking on Boston on Saturday. I'm Matt Harrop, News 88.7.